Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down, a Thursday night throwdown edition of the program. Teddy Covers stepped up and in straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada in level one. We're sending it to Hollywood, California. Big Earl Skakel will step up and in and kick it with us this evening as well. Major League Baseball back, and the New York Yankees are back. Yankees victorious this evening, 4-1, limited game to go five innings this evening. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Dodgers and their backers get a little bit of a scare today as Clayton Kershaw has some stiffness in his back. Dustin May has to start on very, very short notice. The books really didn't seem to care who was pitching for the Dodgers, and one of the reasons why was they were expecting the Dodgers to put up a million runs, and the Dodgers have taken control, and the Dodgers are beating the crap out of the San Francisco Giants, yet a lot of teams are going to beat the crap out of the San Francisco Giants in the future. Don't look now, but we've got problems in the National Football League, as the National Football League PA and the National Football League find themselves in the same position that Major League Baseball did. Oh, yeah, by the way, we want to pay you less money because there's not going to be fans in the stands. Yet it's funny because, you know, Major League Baseball spent a couple of months telling the players about how they had no money. They don't even make money. Baseball is not even like a very profitable business to begin with. They're just all scraping by, man. They're like a corner mom and pop shop. They're just scraping by to get by. But then they turn around and they give like $380 million to Mookie Betts, right? They can pay Gerrit Cole. They can pay Mookie Betts. And so the National Football League, the owners are now threatening to shut everything down as of Monday. And it's not really a threat to shut it down. They don't have a contract. Like, basically, they haven't come to an agreement. Camps are supposed to open up on Monday. In some camps, and the word is right now it's going to be virtual only. You know what? I think the NFL season might be virtual. We're going to play the season Madden. That's how we're going to decide the Super Bowl. Why not? We're putting a runner on second base in baseball. We got a designated hitter in both leagues. We got 16 freaking teams in the playoffs, and we have a hockey team named the Kraken. Level two. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
How's the new house? It's great, but we have a rat problem. And we've got a rat problem right now as we're kicking it with the biggest fan of the band Rat in the history of Rat. A close friend, I believe, of Stephen Pearcy. And in fact, I think Earl actually might be in the back of the video in the Geico commercial. It's been too long since we're kicking it with one of the funniest men in the business. Big Earl Skakel steps up and in Hollywood, California, in the house. Big Earl, good to catch up with you, Earl. How you doing?
I'm getting misty-eyed, Gabe. Words can't express how happy I am to be back amongst the Rageaholics and many memories flooding in. And no, I am not in that Rat commercial, although I could have played the dad.
Or the bass player,
certainly,
right?
Old enough.
Or the replacement. But yeah, you know what, Earl? I saw a picture, and I couldn't help but get sentimental as well. Nate, our boy Crash, tweeted out some pictures of our party in Hollywood, our live show in Hollywood years ago. And it's amazing, man. 9-10 years later, who was it with those crazy chicks, Marcella and company, and Nate and T-Bone and Mick. And yeah, that was quite the night in Hollywood. Ended up on the strip, the Sunset Strip after the fact. Crazy lady with a cane was attacking everybody in your hood. That was quite the night, Earl.
I remember. I mean, I think you and Mick Ossie were the last two people ever kicked out of the Comedy Store. It takes some doing to get kicked out of there. Residuals, the live road rage.
I forgot about that. That's where I started doing comedy,
was in shitty bars like that.
And, yeah, you're right, Earl. I forgot about that. It's almost impossible.
I think we started at Residuals, which is in the area of L.A. called the Valley, and we somehow made our way to the Comedy Store where I performed that night. And then I just remember seeing you and Mick Ossie walking east on Sunset, and I don't think I've seen you guys since.
It's been years here, right? So it's great to catch up with you. And we're on the West Coast now, so hopefully we will see each other when things get normalized a little bit. But this, Earl, so of course, one of the best stories that Earl ever told is he went to an orgy in Hollywood years ago, and he got there a little bit late, and all the condoms were gone. And why don't you complete the story, Earl, for us? You had to think on the spot, and I'm talking about, of course, about the Ritz cracker night, Earl. But so, you had to think on the spot. You improvised at the time. And basically, Earl used a Ritz cracker, basically, the wrapper. Earl, why don't you quickly finish the story, Earl, and I want to ask you about today's day and age.
Yeah, I mean, long story short, my friends had met a female, of course, they call me after they'd been with her for 4 hours. I would have liked to get the call hour one. I get over there about 2-3 in the morning, park my car in the middle of Doheny. The lights were on. I couldn't find parking. It's permit parking there, so I had to, just park in the middle of the road. I was so nervous to get up there. The car was still running. And I go up there, and I'll never forget opening up that door. It was literally like that first scene in Saving Private Ryan. It was just bodies everywhere. It looked like a a towel truck blew up in the middle of a Raw Stress for Less. I mean, it was just, I've never seen anything like it since. And these guys are all agents and managers of big agencies. It was like an A-list gangbang, I guess you'd say. And so the girl looks up at me and she kind of goes, "Who the hell are you?" I'm like, "After 4 hours with my friends, like it matters." And someone in the back corner, I don't even know if the guy was in the apartment or in the balcony about to jump off, is like, "Oh, that guy's in Guns N' Roses. He's got more money than all of us." And you know, when she got that information, she's like, "Oh, come over." And I'm like, "Well, I'm not going inside that thing dry." I mean, her private parts at that point in the evening looked like that thing Boba Fett fell into. So I was like, "Well, where are the condoms?" They're like, "Oh, we're out, bro. We ran out about an hour ago." And I'll be like, "All right, well, I'll take AIDS for $500, Alex." And so I start looking into the kitchen, and I see nothing. This guy was not we'll change his name for anonymity. Well, plus he committed suicide about 4 years ago. I guess we could use his real name, John. John's like, "Just get anything." I'm like, "Get anything? What are my Dwayne Reed's in New York?" So out of the corner of my eye, I see a Pringles can. I'm like, "Well, that would probably work at this point of the evening." But I'm like, "Well, it ain't that big." And then I see a perfectly unopened Ritz cracker bag. So I'm like, "Well, you know, my pee-pee's big enough." So I... How wet is Sooner Lisa right now? I very carefully open up the cracker bag. I dump all the crackers out, and I took her into my buddy's office, and there were all these scripts for Under Siege 2 out. And, you know, I did my thing. I, you know, came on, I don't know, three Under Siege 2 scripts, which is why when that movie comes on, I got to flip the channel. Not because it's bad, but I just get flashbacks. So long story short, you know, you know how guys are when they're done with a girl. These guys were animals. They made Motley Crue look like the Backstreet Boys. And so I was like, "Yeah, I'll give you a ride home. You know, I know my friends. They're not going to be very nice to you the rest of the night." That's about 5 in the morning at this point. She couldn't even find her clothes. Her trying to find her clothes was like Shaq reading, you know, auditioning for a spelling bee. So she just puts a jacket on. I take her downstairs to my car. My car is still running. Lights are on. No one stole it. She sits in my passenger seat, and I see she's got a Shelby Motors jacket on. Now I'm a big car buff, so I instantly am like, "Oh, my God, you know Carol Shelby?" She looks at me and goes, "Know him? That's my husband."
Hey, girl, with us. I like how your car is still out there running in L.A. No one wanted. They're like, "Nah, I don't need that." So imagine like what a COVID pit that was, and now. So that's what I was wondering. So now, what do you do, Earl? You in a bubble suit or something? And let's remember, we are on AM radio. So.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. I didn't know we were on radio.
It's okay. Neither does anyone else. Sometimes, neither does every caller that calls in right now. It's all right. It's all good. We're just busting you up. Our boy Yang right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's actually two more parts of that story, but we'll save those parts for the deleted scenes podcast.
So what do you do now?
I mean, if I went through that, I'm not too worried about getting COVID. So
yeah, I know. But you're no concerns, right?
I don't want to be like that NBA player who touched all the mics and said I'm not going to catch it, and then he caught it. And you know, I'm 51, so I'm concerned. But you know, I also I'm not a germaphobe, but you know, I wash my hands and I don't make out with homeless people, so. You know, I'm not too concerned I'll get it, but you never know. Just wash your hands and you should be okay. Oh, sorry. I keep swearing. Sorry.
Earl with us. All right. We're going to have to bump that out. Earl, if you can, Earl. And normally, Earl, you're so well spoken to now, Earl. You're getting worked up here. I wish I never asked you about the COVID.
Can you tell your producer? I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
It's all right. This is why there's like an hour buffer. There's an hour buffer before it goes live out there. It's called the Earl Effect. All right, hang in here, Earl. I want to get your take on the NHL playoff bubble. The Seattle Kraken are going to be playing, and how do they not call their home arena the Crack Den now as well? So a lot of stuff to get to here with Big Earl. We're going to get into some picks as well. Some of these baseball lines start to stand out a little bit. And we'll get a couple of hockey predictions from Earl. Sports Rage, late night. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is going to be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Late night. Hold on. I am Morenci. Teddy Covers joined us in the first hour of the program from Las Vegas, Nevada. The show's just flying by here this evening. Big Earl Skakel kicking it with us right now. So Earl's a big hockey fan, and Seattle gets a team. And I don't have a problem with Seattle getting a team. I think Seattle is a good sports town. I think they got screwed for the Sonics in the past. But I think the Quebec Nordiques should be back before the Seattle Kraken are born. And, you know, they had a bunch of different names, Earl, and they decided to go with Kraken. And, you know, I said earlier, to me, it sounds like an 80s metal band. Like, it basically sounds like don't miss the tour of the summer with Dokken, Crocus, and Kraken. You know what I mean? Doesn't Kraken sound like a band that would go on tour with Jackal? Like, don't miss, like, at the State Fair this summer, Jackal was special guest, Kraken. Like, Kraken, there's got to be a metal band named Kraken already out there.
Yeah, at the very least, there's a metal magazine in the UK called Kraken. You know, I don't know. I kind of wish they went with the Sasquatch, just so you could work Bigfoot into the logo. You know, I think they'll be pretty good. I mean,
they nearly went with
sockeyes. I think they'll be like Vegas. You know, they're going to get a good goalie. I think they're going to get Jonathan Quick. That's the word on the street in L.A. Because the Kings are pretty set in goal. They have like four young kids right now waiting. So I could see that being a trade where the Kings say, hey, take Quick, and we'll give you some prospects or something. So, I mean, I don't know. I agree with you. I think the Nordiques should be brought back. I mean, if there's any market that can contain two teams, it's the Montreal market. But, you know, sadly, I think Canadian teams are going to get looked over, you know, because of the TV contract. You know, if you're a Fox,
Gary Bettman, the NHL only needs Canada, like, to, you know, keep them going with the $6 billion television deal and to play safely during coronavirus. But other than that, you know, that's like, oh, no, right. After the fact, They're going to put a team in, like, Lebanon before they'll put a team in Quebec City, like, at this point in time.
Yeah, it's really too bad.
There'll be an NHL team in Beijing first. Like, they'll, oh, well, we're going to go to China. It is what it is. And as I said, I got nothing against Seattle. I think Seattle will be successful. And one thing with the name Kraken, it is original, right? But, I mean, how the hell do you not call the arena now the Kraken? You know what I mean? Like, it writes itself. And also, Kraken, it sounds like a cheap whiskey or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like Conor McGregor, like, would have. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some new alcohol that's never existed. Like, not your classic Jack Daniels or Seagram's. You know, Kraken. Yeah. England's finest. Ireland's finest whiskey. Like, it sounds like a cheap booze, doesn't it? Kraken. Hey, let's get wasted on Kraken.
I mean, the logo is cool. And you know, if they start losing, which I don't think they'll be that bad because, you know, there's only one team coming in, so they won't have to split the picks with another team. But if they start losing, you know it's going to be called the Crack House. And then, could get worse from there. You know, they're going to have a great arena. They're strong ownership. I think Vegas, if I were them, I would get George McPhee to be the GM. I mean, he really tweaked the Vegas roster almost perfectly. I don't know if he wants to do that again, but, it'll be interesting. You know, although I love the Nordiques, Dale Hunter, Gord Donnelly, Mario Gosselin, Michelle Bergeron, rest in peace. But, I think I'll get a Netflix special before Quebec gets another hockey team.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, actually, Ed, probably you're right. I think that's probably a good possibility. And I've been informed right now, there actually is a Kraken rum. There is. There's a rum called Kraken. Like I said, I said earlier, I'm sure someone out there has this trademark already. And they never even really thought about it. I thought it would be like a metal band in like Pasadena or something, you know, in the San Fernando Valley from the 80s. Hey, dude, you know what I mean? Look, there's a team called Kraken. Let's sue them now. So there is Kraken, Kraken rum. There really is. Caribbean black spice rum. Distributed in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, I could see Kraken on the marquee at the country club in Reseda. Reference for you.
Exactly.
or a Kraken Saturday night opening up for Tough at FM Station in North Hollywood. Be there.
FM Station.
I do like the logo. Awesome. I mean, it's kind of interesting.
It does. That's what made me think. It reminds me of like an old, like, it reminds me of that era of Crocus, except that sort of metal era. So speaking of which, I got to tell you, when I saw the other day Sebastian Bach of Skid Row and Chris Jericho arguing on Twitter and taking shots at each other on Twitter, it's like watching your parents fight or something like that. Big fan of both of them, right? And then I was like, well, maybe this is a work right now. But I don't think it was. I think Sebastian Bach sort of takes offense that, like, Jericho's doing well with his band and that, you know, Jericho's not a musician or a lifelong musician. And, you know, Bach accused him of lip singing and it sort of went back and forth from there. And I've always been a fan of Sebastian Bach just because he really is insane in real life. What do you make of the Sebastian Bach Chris Jericho feud? And what do you think of that All Elite Wrestling?
Well, here's what I don't understand about Bach. By the way, he went after Jericho first for pro wrestling being fake. Way to go after the hot button topics in 2020. I mean, like, I think the cat's been out of the bag on that one ever since Kamala, the Ugandan giant, everyone knows is from Mississippi. I've never seen Jericho live, so if he lip syncs, every Kiss concert I've been to the last couple of years, Sebastian's been right next to me watching Paul lip sync. So I think it's, you got to put yourself in Bach's head. Like, Skid Row would rather make much less money and be happy touring with Johnny Solinger and all the other replacement singers then get back together with him. And they'd make pretty good money. So, you know, he's just bitter and, like, you know, I'm straight, Gabe, you know that. But I will say this, Sebastian Bach in 1989 was a beautiful man. Like, that's a guy who, if I were ever going to turn, it would have been for him. And now he looks like the Crypt Keeper in Tales from the Crypt. It's like, I know we all age. You know, I got a wrinkle or two. Maybe you do. But what does he moisturize with? Cactus?
Big girl skankle. Said, listen, Fozzy's good. Jericho's got it going on. For the record, I've seen him live. He's not lip singing. He's not Sebastian Bach. But it's a good point that you raised that, you know, Skid Row would rather basically have a singer of a Skid Row cover band than actually have Sebastian Bach, even though he would sell tickets for them. They choose not to, you know. So in all seriousness, and we only got a couple of minutes left, the Geico spot where we open this up about Rat, you know, like, really, I mean, there's a whole new audience and generation and now know that song. I've spoken to a host and other people that said, oh, I never knew that song before. And I heard it in a Geico commercial and I went to YouTube or I went wherever. And now Piercy and Rat really are getting a pop from this. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, that's what Sebastian Bach is dying for. That's what he needs, right? He needs Geico or some car commercial to want 18 in life or something in one of these videos, you know. And listen, I'm happy for Rat. There's one thing, and I know you know the dudes, and you know they've been doing this for a long time, and they don't make a ton of money now. I know they had royalties, etc., but they are playing bars and they're doing it for the love of the music. So I'm glad to see that they're going to get a pop. I assume they've made some nice money from this and they could, you know, charge a little more for concerts now after that Geico spot. How much does it help them?
Oh, I think it's, I think they were in the top 20 on the Billboard charts for the first time in like 30 years. You know, I think just real fast on AEW wrestling, I always listen, wrestling needs competition. It's always better when it has the WWF has a competitor to drive them to put out a better product. But it's really hard to put out a better product when you're just using cast-offs from the WWF. So, you know, TNA was good for a minute, and then it kind of failed. And AEW, especially without a crowd, it's pretty tough to watch. But I got an idea for Skid Row. All you have to do is you next Geico commercial, you know, they have five guys who are homeless and they're like, hey, we're going to Skid Row for a hot meal. And then they turn and Skid Row, the band, is cooking them, like, I don't know, hamburgers or something. And then they could start singing 18 in Life or I Remember You or, you know, that other big hit, Youth Gone Wild. And so, you know, I think, but he's too much of an idiot. They hate his guts, which probably fuels his bitterness and resentment. And, you know, I'm happy for Rat. You know, Piercy's a good soldier. Like, he gets it. He was a rock star. He lived in the 80s. And in 2020, he's lucky enough to still play music.
Yeah, but he's rocking on a Geico commercial. And everyone knows who he is again. So the legend lives, just like the legend of Earl Skankle. Stepping up and in. Inappropriate Earl is the podcast. Check it out. Inappropriate Earl. Follow him on Twitter at Earl Skankle. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
All right, great job by Yank tonight in the pit. Midtown of Manhattan. As he's telling me, he's like, oh, man. He goes, all these crazy people are calling in. You know, you got Big Earl Skankle. That was my fault for bringing up the Ritz Cracker story. And I shouldn't have. I should have known. I mean, it's like I walked right into it. I walked right into it. But yeah, the master control in New York City right now is telling me they're like, yeah, things are getting out of hand here. It's crazy night here. I said, hey, yeah, that's the way late night radio is supposed to be. That's freaks. Freaks. I remember my first night on the radio ever. It was like 2002. And show was like crazy people calling right away. People are like threatening me. I replaced a dating show, all right? And they didn't know the dating show was gone. So I come on, I'm talking sports, and suddenly these people are like, where's the dating show? And, you know, so I'm getting good calls and bad calls. It's all over the place. So by the end of the show, I'm getting upset. And I say, I tell someone, basically, I give them the address at a radio station. And I told them, Yang, I said, listen, I said, this show is over at midnight. I said, oh, it's over at 2 a.m. Here's the address. I said, I'll be waiting outside. And so, you know, no one showed up. Nothing happened after. So the next day I get a call from the manager of the station. And he's like, listen, he goes, I heard the show last night. He's like, great show. He's like, great, 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 great show. He goes, you're real natural at this. He goes, I can tell right away. But he goes, please don't give our address ever again on any of your shows. I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry. But I said, yeah, I know. I got like a little upset about it. And he goes, yeah. He goes, a host once did the same thing you did. And he goes, an hour later, someone threw a brick through our window. So he's like, he goes, I don't want to fix the window again. He goes, great job, though. He goes, don't tell him where the station is in the future. And I'm like, no. And he goes, he told me, he goes, there's a lot of crazy people who listen to late night radio, all right? And it's like, some things never change. All right, that might have been 2002. It's 2020 now, and there's a lot of crazy people that listen to late night radio, including our guests, all right, and our fans and everybody else in between. But hey, aren't we all a little crazy? So baseball is back. MLS, speaking of crazy, so it's been a crazy day today. So with Major League Baseball coming back, I know, like, the, you know, the common and casual sort of jarhead sort of thinks, you know, everything's fine. Coronavirus is being over-exaggerated. They're inflating the numbers, and athletes can have it without any problems and all that other type of stuff. But we talked about this earlier, and Juan Soto, the Washington Nationals. So this is baseball start to the, their season today. Star player of the Washington Nationals, MVP candidate, test positive for coronavirus. The rest of the team is in a panic mode that they're worried that they all have it. They don't know because they got to wait days for the results to come in. The first game up with the Washington Nationals and the New York Yankees went five innings, was shut down by lightning. The Los Angeles Dodgers have lost Clayton Kershaw. And, oh, yeah, are the Blue Jays, like, have you guys figured out the Blue Jays thing yet? You've added 16 teams to the playoffs. Like, you know, and I'm a lot of things in sports don't really bother me. I got to be honest with you. Like, the name of the show is Sports Rage, but I really don't rage about every little issue in sport and topic. Like, you know what I mean? Like, team names and stuff like that. We're having fun with the Kraken. It's a cool name. It's unique. I don't have a problem with it. Better than a generic name. You know what I'm saying? So I don't football team or the Edmonton name. You know, honestly, in the grand scheme of things in the world, right, do any of these things really matter? No. But I can't lie. What they're doing to baseball does bother me, like, for real. And I actually thought about it today after. I was like, man, I'm genuinely mad about this. Like, when I heard there were 16 teams in the playoffs, it legitimately pissed me off. Like, it upsets me for real. It's ridiculously stupid. Like, it goes to show that you have no integrity. You have no pride about the integrity of the trophy, of the league, of anything. And it's not just, it's not Manfred. It's Manfred. It's the owners. It's the players as well. Like, they're starting. We haven't lost a bet yet like this, guys, but they're actually starting with runners on second base, okay? They're starting with runners on second base. And you know what? The Players Association agreed to that. Why do they agree to that? Because, quite frankly, they don't care if they win or lose. It's a job. They just want to get out of the stadium and back to the hotel room and, you know what I mean, have Instagram models, go to the street, you know, whatever it is they do after the fact. Like, they don't care because it's like, well, whatever, yeah. It's like, you imagine, like, Pete Rose agreeing to that? Pete Rose would say, you know what? I have a better idea. How about I bash this bat over your face? You know, Don Drysdale. Yeah, Don Drysdale is going to accept this stuff. Like, it's like basically, and, you know, baseball's all right. Playoff baseball is cool. I love baseball too, but, you know, watching baseball tonight, it was one of those deals. It's almost like the episode of The Simpsons with Homer Simpson when he's not drinking and he's at a baseball game. And he goes, man, I never realized how boring this game is without beer. And people think soccer is boring. What, you know, I tell you what, that Portland-LA game tonight was more exciting than either baseball game was to me. And I'm not one of these, you know, pinko commie Euros, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just being real. Well, whatever, dude. Look, there was four goals scored. You know, there was five runs. They scored more than San Francisco or Washington did. You know, like, there was more action, actually. Like, baseball, my problem with and I have a lot of problems with baseball. And I love baseball, but it's not baseball anymore, so I don't feel bad talking badly about this, right? Like, there's no hit and run. There's no strategy. You know, every bozo hits 20 home runs. There was, like, 129 guys in a league that hit 20 home runs last year. Everybody hits home runs. There's never balls in play. It's just strikeout or home run, strikeout or home run. It's like home run, tuck, all right, someone else, oh, tuck, home run. You know, you had 16 teams to the playoffs. Like, why? And I like how you do it just for this year. And I know why you're doing it just for this year, because you know that it bastardizes the sport. You know what I mean? You know that it's not right, but why are you doing it? Well, to make back money. Does anybody need to see the 15th best team in baseball in the playoffs? Like, really? Oh, the playoffs. Like, you have no integrity. Like, you really don't. Like, I've said, like a beer league, like hockey league, wouldn't change their rules and their format. Like a fantasy league, people would get upset about this. Like, it's hard to back these clowns. You know, and it's funny too, because the owners didn't want to pay the players to play more games. They just wanted the playoff games. And you find out now, basically. So the owners are giving the players $50 million for this. It's funny because before they only offered 25. So they doubled the offer. So they gave them $50 million extra in the playoff pot for the players to make in the playoffs. And now these playoff games, they don't have to reimburse anything for next year with the networks. They're going to give them these playoff games, and they're going to say, we're even now. So basically, the players and the league and the owners were basically willing to say, it doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter. It's a piece of metal anyways, as Manfred stated. I don't think the NBA has an asterisk next to it. I don't think the NBA champion has an asterisk next to it. I don't think the NHL champion does either. Major League Baseball now, it's like, whatever, dude. You're playing a 60-game season instead of 162. Like, those other leagues actually played. You know what I mean? Like, they actually played their seasons. Like, baseball, you condensed it to 60 games, even though the players wanted to play more, but the owners condensed it to 60 games, and the owners wanted the playoffs because they don't want to reimburse any money to the networks. So in the end, the owners are laughing here. And what the hell does the World Series mean now? I don't know. 16 teams in the playoffs. And honestly, what you did, too, inadvertently, I don't even know if it was inadvertently, and I bet you why this is why they went with it. And what you did, too, right now, is you just sabotaged the season. Like, I was all excited. I was actually stupid and naive, even though baseball, you've screwed us a million times in our lives already. All right? I was actually naive in which I was excited for the baseball 60-game season in the sense that, you know what? I was like, man, maybe the White Sox can win. You know, maybe, you know, maybe San Diego will really, like, you know, and we like to see surprises in sports, you know, and for betting purposes, we talked about. That's not going to happen now. All right. Like, the Yankees could lose 10 games in a row right now. If they had a 10-team playoff, think about it, guys. All right. See, I'm getting so mad that the ambulance has come for me. I'm coming, Elizabeth. It's the big one. It's the big one. Like, in a 60-game season, if the Yankees had, like, a bad 8-game stretch, it was like, oh, man, Tampa could win now, or, like, this team could win. The Yankees are going to get bounced, or the Dodgers, or, you know, or the Braves, whatever, any powerhouse, right? The Astros. Oh, the Astros, man, they went 1-9, man. They only got 50 games left. They're not going to make, you know what I mean? They're behind the eight ball. And then it becomes interesting. Now it doesn't matter. Basically, everybody makes the playoffs except Baltimore and Detroit right now. Like, who doesn't make the playoffs now? Right? And that allows the good teams to regain their composure. So a good team can say, ah, it doesn't matter, man. Whatever. We went 2-8. 16 teams make the playoffs anyways. We'll beat these guys when it's for real and when it counts. You know? Like, they've actually taken the chance away from the little guy again. But I guess it's fitting, right? Because that's the way the world works. That's the way the world works. Men in suits will tell you they're doing something for the good of everybody, when in all actuality, it's actually the other way around. And Rob Manfred, being whatever, the grifter that he is, the guy's just, you know. Like, Bud Selig, I thought, was a clown, but Bud Selig actually loved baseball. Bud Selig was literally a used car salesman who bought a team and, like, you know, became the commissioner. And, you know, he was a hustler, but he loved the game, right? He was a fan of the game. And Rob Manfred doesn't care. It's just like, Rob Manfred's just a CEO of a corporation. He doesn't care about, like, anything. Like, you know, he doesn't care about the integrity of the sport. Like, you know, it's proven. And, you know, the fact that the players went along with this, it's enraging to me that, you know, so it doesn't help. So Rob Manfred tried to pimp that tonight, and a great job by ESPN, like, having a commissioner on and telling him A-Rod comes on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
All right, Sports Rage late night. We're into the final couple of minutes here, the two-minute plus warning. Almost feels like, great job tonight by Yang and Master Control. A lot of intensity to the show flew by. This 120 minutes felt like 12 minutes, but it's like it was, like, real. It's like everything was the preseason for real until tonight. Now, like, live pitching tonight. But fun times this evening. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates. All right, let's squeeze in our main man in the Windy City right now, Big Card Julio in the house. Julio, we tore it up tonight, 4-0 in the MLS. Actually, I did lose one. Diego Rossi didn't score, so I lost one goal score prop. But we're hitting draws. We're hitting a dynamo. Can't wait for the weekend action in the MLS. What are you taking in the morning, though?
In the morning for you, Insomniacs, let's go Australian A-League, Central Coast Mariners against the Newcastle Jets, over 2.5. In Italy, Serie A, AC Milan, Atalanta, both teams to score in over 2.5 goals, minus 177. Both teams are scoring over 3.5 goals at plus 117. Major League Baseball, give me the White Sox minus 103 and over 8.5 runs. Give me the over in Cleveland against Kansas City at over 9. And give me the Milwaukee Brewers at plus 110 to beat the Cubs. Have a great weekend, everybody. Oh, and last one, give me over 8.5 runs in Colorado Texas.
I like that call. Nice call, Julio. Good job. You know, Julio, I'm such a degenerate. I actually know who the Central Coast Mariners are. I've actually. Yeah,
that game's going to go over tonight, my friend.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Australia, it's a higher scoring league. It is. There's goals in this league. I don't have a problem with that. That Atalanta stuff, man, they're starting to upset me. Every time I load up, dude, two of their last three games have stayed under, Julio. It's starting to upset me.
Yeah, well, the reason they're doing that, Gabe, they're getting ready for Champions League against PSG. They're playing lower-level competition, so their coach decided, let's play some of our younger guys. They'll be geared up for this AC Milan match, no doubt about it.
All right, great stuff. May the winners be yours, Julio. Great call.
You as well. Take care.
Julio. In Chicago. All right, so we're going to be back with game time decisions tomorrow. I'll tell you what, right now, we were talking about the Cincinnati Reds being a little bit overhyped maybe coming into the year, but the Detroit Tigers are not being the Tigers are as bad as people think they are. I'm surprised right now the Reds are only -170. I don't think that number's going to be there tomorrow night, guys. It's going to be a lot higher. If you like the Cincinnati Reds in this game, pull the trigger now. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.